Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, end of hour number two on this 20th day of January 2005. We're going to be playing clips of George W. Bush's speech and going over the fact of how it's complete hypocrisy and doublespeak, and how he is totally violating his oath of office. We're going to play the oath taking and the swearing in of Lord Bush and Lord Cheney. And we're going to talk to Teach in D.C. and Wes in New Mexico, John Ohio, David in Mass, and Chris in Alabama, and others. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. The last 30 minutes, I had this professor, doctor on with these technologies that monitor your speech for road rage or distracted driving or whatever. And in our own media, the government's announcing by law they want to put these systems in your cars to watch you and track you and report back on you. And so I thought I'd play this neocon star piece just to give you an idea of what we're facing. So that's coming. I haven't played that in a few months. So we'll play that coming up in the next segment, actually. Also, I want to get into just the amazing police state things that are happening right now. I want to go over Alberto Gonzalez says his main job is going to be getting the assault weapons ban passed. A bunch of our other horrible things have happened to the Second Amendment here in just the last day. And the NRA is not talking about it, and the media is not talking about it, and so-called conservatives are running around celebrating as if they've had some type of Super Bowl victory that George Bush is in office, and we're in worse shape with Bush in office than Kerry. Because we know Kerry's evil, we know he's for big government, we know he's a gun grabber, we know he's for amnesty for the open borders, and he wouldn't get away with it. But Republicans in Congress are voting with the Democrats, who vote more with Bush than Republicans even do. Did you know that? And they're getting the whole agenda, the whole forced drugging, forced psychological testing, national ID card, checkpoints, surveillance, total information awareness network. It is all happening. But right now, let's go to Washington, D.C., and let's talk to Teach. Teach in Washington, D.C. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Alex. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good. How is it? How is Caesar doing?
Well, it's a living nightmare is what it is. I just wanted to share with you, Alex, another weapon in the fight against the New World Order. I don't know if you are familiar with Dr. Walter Weiss. There's a website, amazingdiscoveries.org. And also, there's a gentleman by the name of Bill Hughes. He has a couple of books, The Secret Terrorist and The Enemy Unmasked.
Yes.
Okay. I was wondering if you were interested in having these two gentlemen on your show.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I might do that. Send me an email. But let me stop you because I want to hold you over. Tell us not just what the media is saying, because they admit regular Army is commanding the 50 agencies. They wouldn't let the protesters or even supporters get anywhere near him. What is D.C. like right now?
Well, it's a virtual police state, and many of the residents have been barred, of course, from the area. And just in them setting it up was just horrendous, and especially when there's no need for it at all. They said that there are no immediate threat, and it's just a stage deal, as we know, to practice run to show us what it's going to be like all over America.
By the way, Governor Ridge last week actually said, it was on the Army's website, still there, we have a link to it, he said, this is practice for the rest of the country with the military over things, this is what it's going to be like everywhere. I mean, he actually said that. It's not like we're saying it now. This is what life... I want to hear what it's like. When we get back, Teach, for a few minutes, stay with us, okay? Will you stay on hold?
Yes.
I want to hear what it's like, what the preparations were like, and it's a good way to start this hour as we analyze the dictatorship.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now 8 minutes to 25 seconds into the second hour, second segment of the second hour. We're about to go back to a gentleman in D.C. describing the conditions there. And I'm going to be playing some clips of George W. Bush and Cheney's swearing in. In fact, let's do that right now as they perjure themselves. Here it is.
I, Richard Cheney, do solemnly swear.
I, Richard Cheney, do solemnly swear.
That I will defend and support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of my office.
And I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office.
On which I'm about to enter, so help me God.
On which I'm about to enter, so help me God.
Congratulations.
Emperor! And now Lord Bush.
Vice President Cheney.
Ah, yes.
Raise your right hand, Mr. President, and repeat after me.
I, George Walker Bush.
I, George Walker Bush.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will to the best of my ability.
And will to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Now, folks, we'll go ahead and cut the audio to those clips. Thank you. Now, imagine. Just think about the fact that most Americans weren't taught the Bill of Rights or Constitution, Declaration of Independence in school. They have no idea what this country is even built on, the history of it. They have no idea that it is being literally eviscerated, broken open, burned. They are chewing giant holes like rodents in it. They are dismantling the whole thing. Whether it's Bill Clinton or George W. Bush, they are following the orders of the New World Order. They are getting rid of this country. They're not protecting or defending it. Our borders are wide open. They're getting rid of the First Amendment. They're attacking the Second Amendment viciously. They are getting rid of the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the Tenth Amendment. They are openly getting legislation passed for shadow government to take over Congress. It is all happening in front of our very eyes. I mean, their noses, if there was any justice, should have been growing to 50 feet long apiece, you know, with the Pinocchio syndrome. Now, Bush didn't do the Diablo after he was sworn in like Bill Clinton did. Right after Bill Clinton was sworn in, and I have a video of this, he stepped back and did the sign of the devil. But when he's not being sworn in, he is usually running around doing that along with his wife. And they say, oh, that means UT hook 'em horns. I guess that's why George Bush Sr. does it and his wife, and why Bill Clinton does it, and Prince Harry and Prince William and Prince Charles and Ted Turner. And I guess that's why they're always constantly doing this. It's just they all like the UT Longhorns, folks, because they're so Christian. That's why they're members of Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones. But I'd like to hear from the callers, and then later we're going to play some clips of Bush's speech, and I'll make some comments on it. I'd like to hear from the callers just about areas of the Bill of Rights and Constitution that you're aware of that are being dismantled. But going back to Teach in D.C., we were talking to you in the last segment. Teach, describe what it's been like in the last week and what it's like today in the District of Criminals.
Well, fortunately, you know, I didn't go downtown today, and you know, because I stayed home to call you. But, you know, just in the setup, it was basically they moved in, they set up, you got out of the way, and also you couldn't ask any questions. They basically muscled their way in and did what they wanted to do. And it's just sad, you know. You have people sleeping on the streets. The mayor's building $250,000 heated booths for the parade. It's just a travesty. But like you always say, Alex, if knowing that God is on our side, the New World Order will be defeated. So I'm confident in that.
Well, again, I want to repeat this. Last Friday, the Army website reported that regular Army. You know, CNN said, oh, you know, for the last 100 years, the military has done some ceremonies. No. That's one group of 10 groups. Regular Army, a brigadier general is over the whole thing. They command the police. Go to InfoWars.com. Click on the archive on the calendar. Last Friday, we've got about 15 articles there. You can link right through to the Army's website with an image of this brigadier general standing on a giant map. In a huge room with all the police, all the different agencies, and it says right there on the Army's website, he was giving orders to the police, the firemen, the Secret Service. The Army is in control, and they're giving orders, and Governor Ridge then gets up, and there's photos on the Army website and text and quotes of what he said, and paraphrasing, he said, look, and I read these quotes last Friday, he said, look, this is a great example of integration of forces and force command for the rest of the country. This is the model for America. With the TSA screeners, 400 of them from the airports, these abusers, they're there under the military teaching the police how to operate, how to assess people, and telling the people, don't look at the president, don't look him in the eyes. We're going to follow you to the bathroom. When you go to the bathroom, they told all the workers and the entertainers and the band members and everybody else, and here's the military in control, total violation of posse comitatus, of the 1878 law, total violation of every basic canon of a free society. And then I was watching it as no protesters allowed on the parade route. They've always been there before. In 2000, I got the video of eggs hitting the armored vehicle. No one there but lines of military in uniform and their black berets, lines of Secret Service, lines of riot police lining Caesar's Way. I mean, even Caesar let the common people get on the sides of the streets. There, everybody's held back. And then even at the picket lines where everybody's held back, then there's more security. No crosses allowed, no anti-war signs, because that might cause a problem. That might stir somebody up. So now they're selectively banning certain forms of speech. And then he's up there swearing to protect and defend and uphold the Constitution. Comments?
Yeah, it's a real joke. Unfortunately, here in Washington, we live every day with the face scanning cameras, the checkpoint, the citizens of Washington, D.C. ride around on their license plate with the word taxation without any representation. So it's a total joke here. And I've just encouraged the folks to gather this information, you know, continue to listen to InfoWars, of course, and other alternative news, and just prepare and fight this thing with all the power that God has given you.
What's the mindset of people in D.C.? I mean, do they know that Kerry was just a puppet, too, and took a dive?
No, some do, but a lot, you know, some of the people think that they're a part of this, like, you know, this is for them, and they're just, you know, going along with the groupthink. A lot of them are, some of the ones that I talk to, their eyes are open, but we got to go beyond just knowing about these things and actually doing the necessary work to prepare, and that's, you know, some of the things that you offer on your program a part of what we need to prepare. This thing is serious, and we see it coming, you know, more and more. It's more bold each and every day.
Did you hear that interview in the last hour where they admit that they've got these cameras and these systems that are going to be in the cars that watch our every move and report back to the police on us?
Yeah, you know, I've been asking people about that. They have the cameras in the schools, the cameras all on the, you know, along the streets, the highways, all, you know, downtown, and, you know, they're going to put the cameras in the cars, and so when the cameras go into homes, then we have to swipe to leave and come in our homes. I just think the people are just being prepared little by little, and it's going to take a miracle to wake most people out of the sleep.
And all of this police state was being built and set up before 9/11, and then that was the trigger of the excuse to even clamp down tighter. And when the globalists carry out another terror attack, it's only going to get worse. Thanks for the call, sir. I appreciate you calling in from D.C. God bless you. Tom in Ohio. Tom, you're on the air. And then David, Chris, Russ, and others. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, I wanted to ask a question about the disarming of the Scottish people going on right now over in Scotland. I haven't heard anything about it from a fellow last night whose friend is of Scottish descent and was going to go back there, and he was advised not to come back at this time because he would probably most likely get killed.
Yeah, they've banned hunting in the country, even for people who had gun clubs. You had to have your gun checked in at the club with all these special licenses. You had to have constables there on site for a hunt. And you had to be very wealthy to be able to do it. Now they've even banned that. And, yeah, now even in Scotland they're banning all guns. And it's all part of the enslavement. And, yes, sir, that's going on.
But that they're using the United Nations like they did in your film, was that Police State 2, the takeover?
I have BBC where they are having drills all over Scotland with Czech Republic troops and troops from the Ukraine.
Well, I'm talking about kicking down their kicking down their doors and coming in just like the training film that you showed us.
I didn't know about that. I did find BBC about a year ago where just type in BBC Ukrainian troops in Scotland, and when it finally broke in the news, because a bunch of people started getting in their face, a bunch of Scots started getting together, there were UN troops pulling families out of cars at checkpoints.
Well, I guess the Scots are putting up some kind of a fight, so I'm gathering.
All right. Well, thank you.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hey, I'll tell you, I have lost over 40 pounds with Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, and my energy level is just incredible. With me is Carla Jarrett from Vim & Vigor. Hey, last weekend, I helped my neighbor move. It took maybe 3 hours of moving boxes. Then I mowed the lawn, which I never would have done before I lost that 40 pounds. And then after that, I went ahead and did my 20 minutes of cardio.
Wow.
My wife actually mentioned that she was kind of amazed that I did all of that and just kind of kept going.
Well, that's great, and just as a reminder, there's no stimulants in collagenate.
Right.
So it's not that you're taking stimulants, it's more that you, because you've lost weight, you have more energy and you're feeling better.
Absolutely. I'm sleeping better. I feel better during the day. I don't get as tired in the afternoons, and I'm able to do a lot more. Collagenate is safe, it's natural, it's healthy, and it's helped me to lose over 40 pounds now. Call and order Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-THIN. 800-622-8446. And you'll get $25 off your first three-month order. Order Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-8446.
Let's go back to your calls. Then I want to get into Bush's speech and the new agenda, what he's really doing. When he's not invoking God's name or talking about liberty and freedom constantly, or fires in minds that warm those that submit and burn those that resist. Sounds like something Albert Pike would say. Let's talk to David in Mass. David, why, we've got a nuke threat in your state.
Did you hear that?
Some Chinese immigrants.
Yeah, hey, Alex, how are you today?
Good, sir.
Did you hear about that? The little diversion story about four Chinese nationals coming across the Mexican border.
Yes, but we've got to leave our borders wide open.
Yeah, right.
Officials ID alleged terror threat suspects. FBI notified law enforcement agencies last night to be on the lookout for four people described as possible terror suspects who may be headed to the city. The four suspects have been in China and have now snuck in, and they think they might have something nuclear.
Right. Well, I mean, now that King George II has been fully re-ensconced, you know, the dismantling of our country can now continue unabated.
Well, it is conservative, after all.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And my sister, who lives in Tennessee, emailed me today regarding that. I mean, it's amazing how much disinformation already seems to be appearing on the Internet. She read something where there's actually a dirty bomb that's been planted in the city.
Well, it's all part of the fear-mongering, and I have no doubt that in the future, the government, that is criminal elements of it, are going to carry out terror attacks.
Yep.
And they're going to do this as a pretext to expand control. It's real simple. Look at who has the motive. And every time we track back a terror attack, it goes back to the intelligence agencies.
Well, yeah, the reason why I also called it, did you hear that also the FDA is now licensing a vaccine for bacterial meningitis?
Well, they're trying. Every year they come out with squadrons of new vaccines, and they want to make them basically all mandatory.
Well, this past weekend, a 24-year-old man died from supposedly bacterial meningitis at Eastern Nazarene College, which is a Christian college in the Boston suburb here. And now, this fall, apparently the legislature wants to vote in a law that will become the first, Massachusetts will become the first states in the country to require all new students, not just freshmen, to be vaccinated.
Yeah, that's right. There's no law that you have to be vaccinated unless you're a medical worker, but now they are trying to pass laws. D.C.'s tried to pass one where every vaccine the government says you must take, you will take, like we're all in the military or something, even experimental vaccines, and you can trust the government. Just go ahead and take whatever they give you.
Right, and all the public health officials are saying how beneficial it is, and
there's discussions of making people take the new AIDS vaccine, which doesn't even work, and may give you AIDS. Thanks for the call. Really good points. Look, you know, let them clamp down and have a police state and arrest you for no reason, and let them forcibly put things in your body. I mean, that's freedom, folks. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Alabama. Go ahead, Chris.
Good afternoon, Alex. Longtime listener, frequent caller from time to time. I had a question concerning some of the military troops. I've noticed that the flag on their shoulder is coming from inside the shoulder to the outside. My father, who was a veteran at Vietnam, he's passed away now, but his flag on his uniform went from the blue field was on the outside and stripes running to the inside. And I didn't know if there was any significance.
A lot of people pointed this out, that they've changed the position of the flag.
Yes.
And everything is done in the military for a symbolic reason. I don't know the reason for that.
Okay, well, you had spoke something earlier about, you know, where the Constitution's being, our Bill of Rights being trashed and all. I worked for a company, and I have bought all your films and made copies and given them to other people to help wake up my community.
Thank you.
And my boss man found out about it. He viewed one, and then the about 4 or 5 days passed. Come back in, and they had a mandatory drug screen, and I was chosen to have one, and I refused to take one because I've always been at work. I've done a very good job, and I refused to take it, and they fired me for it.
Well, that was the intimidation, and that guy thinks, like a good Nazi, that that's what you do. You be a secret police thug. You harass people that are into liberty and freedom. I think you ought to sue them.
I did contact the lawyer, and they just laughed at me and said, well, you know, what have you got to hide? And I told him, I said, it's not about hiding.
It's the Fourth Amendment. How did we get to this? They're about to put cameras in the cars and turn every road, every public road, into a toll road.
Exactly.
You know, what do you have to hide? Let them put a camera in your car.
Well, Alex,
but see,
you know,
we just accept this drug testing. You can tell if somebody's on drugs. You can tell if they don't perform well. Fire them for that. You don't need drug testing. I'm really sorry to hear that, sir, but you'll be blessed for what you've done. Anything else?
Well, no, so just keep up the good work. And
God bless you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it. In fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacro Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it. You put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away. You don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free, 1-800-737-9295, and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295, or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
We've got more callers from D.C. We've got a gentleman in the protest right now, a listener. And we'll be going to Adam here in just a few minutes. But I didn't plug my films in the last hour, and I get so caught up in the news. But this broadcast won't be here. The websites won't be here. What we do won't be here if I don't promote my films and if you don't buy them. And they're the best, a lot of people have said this, the best patriot, real conservative, freedom-loving films out there. They wake up liberals. They wake up conservatives. They wake up people who are in the false paradigm. Because we show you in the globalist own words, their own video clips, their own documents, their master plan. My films all give you big views. They give you the big view, and they focus in on individual facets. So they give you the up-close and then the wide angle. And they're powerful. Police state, three, total enslavement. Gets into government-sponsored terror. The architecture of the New World Order. Their different sinister activities. It's 2 hours, 44 minutes. Really three or four films in one. Matrix of Evil's got Congressman Ron Paul talking about how people that are for the world government, run Washington, and we're going into a world government, and how they're going to enslave us. I mean, this is serious stuff, folks. That's 10 minutes of the two-hour film. I mean, it's just, there's so much I can't describe what's in them, because they cover so much. American Dictators, my newest film, gets into the staged election of 04, Bush and Kerry being cousins, skull and bones, how their policies are almost identical. We go through them, the latest 9/11 information. We go back to Bohemian Grove and show the occult activities and interview the locals. Great film. $19.95 for the roughly two-hour film, a little bit under 2 hours. Each additional copy, $5.95. Still offering the special. Buy one copy, the next is $5.95. One of the best 9/11 films out there, bar none, is my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. It covers the history of government-sponsored terror, Oklahoma City, Gulf of Tonkin never happened, Operation Northwoods, First World Trade Center attack where the FBI cooked the bomb and trained the driver. It's admitted. Second World Trade Center attack, and then the last third of it's the police state they're setting up with FEMA teaching that all Christians are terrorists, gun owners are terrorists. We got video of it in their own seminars. That's a film you got to have. Buy one copy for $24.95. It's just almost 3 hours long. Each additional copy, $5.95 when you get the DVDs. VHS is $9.95 each additional copy. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and never think resistance is futile. Get the films, make copies, give them to people, wake folks up. If you think things are bad now, folks, if we don't wake people up now, it's going to get a lot worse a lot quicker. Only by exposing who is behind the terrorism, the globalists, can we then expose them to where they can't carry out more terror attacks because it'll backfire on them. This is life and death, folks. And if stuff may get real bad, you're going to wish you took action. Because these videos deprogram those that see them. 90% of those that see them wake up. Toll-free number to order. You can call and ask about the different titles, different specials. No obligation to buy, but give them a call. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or order via the safe, secure online shopping cart at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order hard copies via the secure online shopping cart. And then, of course, for those of you that are online, we have just put up 9/11 emergency release, the film I put out just a month after 9/11, an emergency two-hour video presentation that I stopped offering when Road to Tyranny came out. People keep requesting it, thinking it is a great film. I think it's pretty good. Well, the point is, that thing's not available anywhere but at PrisonPlanet.tv in high bandwidth and low bandwidth for 15 cents a day. My book, Paul Watson's book, two e-books, a bunch of other e-books, but those two are the best. All 11 of my films, dozens of other films that are wonderful that we've been authorized to post. My weekly TV show that normally you could only get in Austin, that's one Best of Austin, by the way, twice in the Reader's Poll. Best TV show in Austin, beating out Austin City Limits and the UT football game in Reader's Poll. So, I mean, it's a pretty good TV show. Shoot from the hip, real info, no scripting. Get that every week, two installments of that most weeks, but I always do one show a week. Just PrisonPlanet.tv, and that makes the bandwidth and my three webmasters, we do this to try to, so they can be paid something. We used to give it all away for free, and start getting a $5,000 bandwidth bill a month. You got to do something. So PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, let's go to an individual, Adam, on the street in D.C. And I talked to him during the break. Write him down for a second so I can say this. We talked to him during the break, and we found out why we didn't see any protesters even outside the first security line. Because the security people basically, he was at the front of the line. It took him an hour and a half to get through. It was meant to hold everybody back from the main city streets. So his lordship, as soon as his lordship had gone through and gone up and given his speech, then they let everybody through. That's why you didn't see any protesters. So swearing to protect and defend the Constitution while they shred it. Okay, Adam, go ahead and tell us about it, sir.
Okay, I'm having a hard time hearing you, Alex, because there's so many protesters down here. Let's tell you, if hard to stop people from coming into town to the security checkpoint, but I swear there's at least 10,000 people right around the area that I am, all chanting. And I think the only thing outnumbering the number of protesters are the number of police out on the street right now. Everywhere you look, you cannot walk in the whole city of D.C. without seeing a police officer in your field of vision, if not hundreds or thousands of them in your field of vision. They're lining the whole length of Pennsylvania Avenue, shoulder to shoulder, just about, in some places, four or five rows deep. The security checkpoints, when I arrived at the security check, the first of two security checkpoints that I went through, I was in the front of the line and had to wait for about an hour and a half to get through the first screening point. When I turned around, I looked back and saw about at least 6,000 people or more behind me waiting in line to go through that same checkpoint. I'm coming through the first security checkpoint. I got in.
If you care about
got my bags all put together. Walked into a Starbucks to grab a coffee, walked back out, and had to go through another security checkpoint that lasted about another 15, 20 minutes, where they searched all of my bags again, my clothing. I had to take everything out of my pockets.
And an element.
It gets pretty loud down here, but.
Yeah, whoever that poor fool is calling for democracy. Try to get away. Can you get away to an area where there aren't as many protesters?
Yeah, that's where I'm heading right now, actually.
Well,
it's kind of hard, though. There's a lot of them out here now.
Well, just to give you the other view, not the, you know, inside the gauntlet and the belly of the beast, but watching television, watching all the different channels flipping around, they didn't show any protesters.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of people with video cameras and plenty of people down here from the media filming all of this, so. Sure, you know, I'll send you the video that I'm taking today.
I appreciate that. I wonder why they ignored that on the mainstream media.
All 30.
I don't know.
We're giving to Bush Cheney supporters. And one area was given to those standing against.
But they have a bleacher set up here. The bleachers are full. It's probably the only place that you can actually sit down to watch the parade that you don't have to pay $125 a seat for.
Yeah, no, explain that. They gave only one little bleacher area to protesters. They gave all the other bleachers to minions. And we've heard that anti-war signs aren't allowed and crosses aren't allowed. They banned something for the left. They banned something for the right.
They're very arbitrary about what they'll let you bring in and what they won't. I've seen handfuls of people with backpacks all over the place, but when I went through the checkpoint, they were taking away people's backpacks. A lot of people have really big signs that are about 3 foot by 20 foot in dimension, and when I went through the first security checkpoint, they were confiscating people who had signs that large, but when you get down here, there's tons of them. So, I don't even think all the security checkpoints are actually following the same rules. I think it's really arbitrary about what they're letting people bring in and what they aren't.
Yeah, and I mean, there's no threat. It's not about security. It's about training us how to be slaves.
Exactly.
What about military? Governor Ridge, it's reported that the Brigadier General is actually in command of the 50 police agencies that are there. I saw military lining the avenue when Lord Bush, when Caesar came to be coronated by the high priest in the pagan ritual. That's what it was, folks. That's what a coronation or inauguration really is. Can you tell us what you saw with the military?
There are a lot of military people down here, but none of them are carrying any weapons that were visible. No, I haven't seen any military people walking around with machine guns. But the worst I've seen were a couple of police officers walking around with shotguns, and when I took their picture, they kind of came after me and got pissed and yelled at me about it. But
oh, yeah, don't take their picture in America. They're going to put cameras all over us and in the school bathrooms and in the cars, but don't take a picture of them.
Right. But, I mean, for the most part, the police are leaving people alone. I haven't seen anybody getting roughed up. I haven't seen any protesters doing anything dumb either. It's pretty mellow, and I don't see anybody being that stupid because, literally, you cannot go 10 feet without running into a cop.
But well, that's good.
A lot of the D.C. police are wearing ski masks. It is cold outside, but You know, they do, a lot of them do have their faces covered with the black ski masks.
Well, yeah, they do that. They do that out in summer, but that's always a sign of freedom when you have secret police. It's a sign of freedom.
Uh huh.
Anything else, Adam, that you want to add?
Pretty much they have every brand of police that you can imagine down here. They have groups of Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts with yellow uniforms on. They're walking around, too, acting just like the police.
Well, have you seen Police State 2000, where in Hebron, Maryland, the Marines have 10-year-olds and 12-year-olds going and telling them where the guns are hidden?
Oh, yeah.
So they've actually got Hitler youth out there.
Sort of, yeah. I mean, most of them are grown up, but, I mean, yeah, they're grown up Hitler youth. So.
Unbelievable. All right, well, I want to thank you for joining us, Adam, and if anything else develops, call back in, okay?
All right.
In fact, I want to put you on hold. Are you there, Adam?
I'm here.
I'm going to put you on hold and give you the back extension, the hotline number, and if anything happens, I want you to call in, okay?
Let me grab my pen real quick here.
Yeah, we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to get that information, okay?
Okay.
Appreciate it. That's interesting. Rich and Rodney and Russ and others, your calls are coming up, and I want to go over what they're actually doing. You know, we're now getting the new agenda. They're now telling us it's going to be banning guns, getting rid of the borders, increasing UN funding, taking over the churches with federal funds, TIPS programs, tattletale squadrons. I mean, I have mainstream news all today. Hillary Clinton working with Bush on taking over the churches. Gonzalez doesn't just want to have an assault weapons ban. He wants more gun control. He says, my brother's a SWAT team commander in Houston, and we need it. And the NRA is silent. But right now, I want to go ahead and play a few minutes of Lord Bush's speech, and I want to make comments on it and do this throughout the rest of the next hour. But go ahead and start rolling the Bush speech for me. Can we do that? Here is the speech from earlier today.
Mr. Chief Justice, President Carter, President Bush, President Clinton, members of the United States Congress, Reverend clergy, distinguished guests, fellow citizens. On this day, prescribed by law and marked by ceremony, we celebrate the durable wisdom of our Constitution and recall the deep commitments that unite our country. I am grateful for the honor of this hour, mindful of the consequential times in which we live, and determined to fulfill the oath that I have sworn and you have witnessed.
All right, let's go ahead and hit pause there. You know, we tried to record this right off the White House website to play it, and I was told that it wasn't cutting out, but it is. So we're going to go over the clip and maybe try to download the speech again clean for the next hour. And, again, that wasn't edited. It was just buffering is what the Internet does, because you'd hear it stop and repeat what he said. But right out of the gates, man, our Constitution's enduring. And that's all he said over and over again. The Constitution is enduring. God is on our side. Oh, the freedom is burning in our minds, and it warms those that love our freedom and our crusade, and it burns those that don't. Freedom, 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 the Constitution, freedom, 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 freedom. And the different singers, it was all about God blessing us, and we march with God and freedom and liberty. And it's the complete opposite of that. They're dismantling the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and the feds are taking over not just every state government and every apparatus of power, but even private institutions are being bought up and controlled and regulated, and Christians are being arrested for standing in designated protest areas and praying and being given, you know, a charge of 47 years in prison if they're convicted, and anti-war protesters that stand there peacefully with signs and free speech zones are being arrested and being given years in prison. Everybody's losing their freedoms. And this has nothing to do with keeping this country safe, folks. in the National ID Card legislation that passed a month and a half ago, it actually says that our government is ordering the state governments, which it shouldn't be able to do, and banks and everybody else is saying, we accept consular matricula cards. We accept IDs issued by foreign governments, which the Mexican card you can go by. But then under Patriot Act compliance with the first Patriot Act, citizens have to literally jump through hoop after hoop after hoop after hoop after hoop. And there's so many things, so many freedoms that are being scrapped. Russ in West Virginia. Russ, you're on the air. Go ahead, Russ.
I'll make it as quick as I can. First of all, the oath that he took is not the oath that's in my Constitution. It's been, things been left out and other things been put in.
No, I noticed that, yes.
Okay. Now, the second thing, I want you to understand something here. It's the technicalities. It infuriates me when I hear about the Constitution, the United States Constitution, the Constitution of the United States. They don't have, we've got to hold their feet to the fire. If they don't use the United States for the United States, you know, you're pretty good in English, so you understand where I'm coming from.
No, there's an incorporated United States government.
Correct.
Of America, and this is admitted. That's the District of Columbia. It's a private corporation. And
right.
Then there is the United States.
And that's the oath he's taken to. Now, the Constitution, the correct way is the Constitution for the United States.
For the several states of the Union, yes.
Right, not of. So I don't think that if we were to try to put this guy under for treason, I think his defense would get him off because clearly he's not taking the oath to my Constitution.
Stay there. You're absolutely right. This is what these lawyers...
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks. DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You can hear the desperation in our voices. We love this country. and it's being decimated. It's being forged into a tool of tyranny, not just domestically, but worldwide. And in the end, in the next 20 years or less, the CIA's own report admits, we're going to be a third world or second world country who would have been sucked dry and used to create a world government. Go ahead, Russ, continue what you were saying from West Virginia.
Well, I think that I don't know whether he has to sign a document swearing to this oath, but I'd like to see the copy of the document he signs. I'm willing to bet the United States is all capital letters in everything he signed. And that Article 2, Section 1 in my Constitution, it reads word for word Article 2, Section 1 in the United States Constitution. I'll just leave that for you out here to figure. I'm so disgusted with the whole situation. But anyway, I just wanted to bring that up about how important English is.
No, you're absolutely right, and it's scary what's happening, my friend.
Alrighty, thank you.
I appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and take another call before we go to the third hour. Let's talk to Rick in Ohio. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's Rick with the book about buy-side economics. And, you know, I was going to mention about today with this, and, well, first of all, what you were saying about infiltrating our society with this, I call it the lizard brain. If you go into our leading business schools that basically filter into, you know, large corporations, banks, brokers, insurance companies, Wall Street, Fortune 500, that's your first weeding out point. You know what I mean? That's where you're going to get that that ideology.
Yeah, the corporate board.
Yeah, the corporate board. And then, you know, I think, have you ever looked into Liberty University over there? What's his name's university? Barry Falwell. Now, it seems that, with his connections, with his faith-based initiative, he seems to be running a, kind of a minor league, system to allow these people. Like you say, they're in our defense department. They're in our, they're everywhere. They become lobbyists. You know, they join that whole environment. And like you say, it's from the little local newspaper, all the way to General Electric and ABC. You know, it's
a giant good old boys network.
It's a web of corruption.
Thank you for the call.
Sure.
Since you brought this up, let me just go ahead and cover this. Again, Gonzalez supports assault weapons ban. San Francisco considering handgun ban. Then another one, thanks to Governor Pataki's support, landmark precedent blames gun manufacturers for firearms deaths. Republicans are giving you what Bill Clinton couldn't do, what Barbara Boxer couldn't do. Liability for gun makers. It'll be hailed as conservative. But here it is. Senator Clinton urges use of faith-based initiatives. Boston Globe. And it says she supports George Bush's faith-based initiative to spend tens of billions a year getting churches involved in government operations. There is no contradiction between support of faith-based initiatives and upholding our constitutional principles, said Clinton, a New York Democrat who often is mentioned as a possible presidential candidate. She says she supports energetically President Bush's initiative and wants it to pass. And so Hillary Clinton, Jerry Falwell, all of them are for it because they're going to get money. Huh. The government involved paying churches to carry out the different social services. And I have a lot of Christian friends who I talk to are just like, good, we need the money. Yeah, it's better than the liberals getting it. And you're for the vouchers, too. But see, those vouchers for education bring federal control into the private schools. See, everything being taken over. So see, I'm against Hillary Clinton. I know you as conservatives are for. All right, then enjoy the world you're building.
Hello, folks.